It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the book of Joel are these words, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." You know, we used to be a nation of dreamers. Some of that is missing now, but we have it as part of our heritage. Our forefathers, those who founded our country, were dreamers. They dreamed of a country where man would be free, where he could live in dignity and hope and promise of a better tomorrow. They lived that dream, believed in it so much they were willing to give their lives for it. Nothing could stop them from reaching out for that dream, not even all the combined power of the King of England. They took that dream, and with it they beat the unbeatable foe. They conquered the unconquerable land. They traveled the untravelable roads. What great dreamers they were. But they were not the greatest dreamers this world has had. There was a small group of men who had even greater dreams than did the founders of our country. Back nearly 2,000 years ago, there was a group of 11 men who had a dream, a great dream. They dreamed that they could conquer the world without ever lifting a sword or firing a gun. They dreamed that one day every man, woman, and child could and would share with them the new faith they had found. They dreamed that one day this world would be ruled by love. It was a great dream they had. So great, in fact, that the world thought they were crazy. The world laughed at them, ridiculed them, even persecuted and killed them. But the dream could not be destroyed. It lived on. They planted that dream of a world ruled by love in the hearts and minds of other people. Soon that dream had conquered individuals of all climates, all classes, all races. There are those who are still dreaming that dream today. They are inspired by a carpenter who touched the hearts of common people as no other person. He planted that dream in their hearts, nourished it, watched it grow. It is the dream of a world where we are brothers, where we help instead of hurt, share instead of steal, give instead of grab. It's a dream of a world ruled by God's love. A foolish dream, an unrealistic dream, an illogical dream? Yes, it's been called all of those things. But that doesn't stop individuals from dreaming it and from trying to make that dream come true. It is, in a way, an unfulfilled dream. But we're still searching after it. The call goes out from this Galilean carpenter today for more dreamers. Few there are who dare to give themselves to that dream. It seems unreachable to most people. It is certainly a big dream and requires the best that there is in a person. For this reason, very few dare to dream that dream. For it's a challenge, the world's greatest challenge. It isn't a dream for sissies or weaklings or the lazy. If you are a dreamer looking for a dream to give yourself to, there's none greater in all the world. And one day, with His help, the dream will come true.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.